17th page, Tzadiches. Hakdama l'Pirkei Emuna. Introduction to chapters on Emuna. Shabbos Kuf Yates and Beis. Kol ha'una amen b'chol kocho. Anybody who answers amen with all of his energy. Poskim lo shari Gan Eden. We open up for him the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar pisku shorim b'yavol goy tzadik shomer emunim. Pesuk says, open up the gates and the righteous nation will come who guard the faith. Shomer Amunim, Altakre, Shomer Amunim, Ela Shomrim Amen. It's basically the same letters as Shomrim Amen, Shomer Amunim. Those who say Amen, so the gates are open. My Amen, what does Amen mean? Amar Vachanina, Kel Melech Neman. It's Rashi Tevis, Aleph Menon, Kel Melech Neman. Marsha Sham. So the Marsha in the back of the Gemara really wrote two svarim. One is Chidusha Halachas. One is Chidusha Agadas, usually published in different fonts. It's really two separate svarim, but we have them together in the back of the Gemara. So the Marsha is a classic sefer on understanding Agadic Gemaras. He says, Ki Gan Eden yesh lo harbe sha'arim, mechitza lefnim mechitza. Because Gan Eden has many gates, one partition within another. And it says this person answers Amen with all of his energy. They open up all the gates, as many chambers, they open them all up. It says Rav Olba, Derech Chazal hi, it's the way of Chazal, Legalos Dvarma Umdim Arumo Shal Olam Dafka Maisa Katan. To reveal things that, borrowing a phrase from Chazal, stand at the height of the world, and most important things, specifically through a small action. Anias Amen b'chol koach ha-kavona, answering Amen with all of the faculties of one's kavona, obviously doesn't mean physically with all of one's energy. Maisa katan shel amuna, the small act of amuna. Relative to other things a person could do, it seems small. Megalim Chazal Baze, our sages reveal here. Small act of Amunah opens up in front of a person all the gates of Gan Eden. And you also have to know the following. Chazal don't speak in non-literal parables, v'chol devrayim b'dikta gadol, and all of their words are with great exactitude. V'harbi mekamos b'sinu v'chazal lashon muftach l'shuben alom abba. In many places we find the words of Chazal, somebody who does a certain behavior or something, is guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. V'ilu kan enem azkirim olam haba el Gan Eden. Here they don't mention olam haba, but Gan Eden. They open up for him the gates of Gan Eden. They don't say he's a person of Gan Eden. There has to be a reason. There's some specific meaning in opening up the gates of Gan Eden, for example, in contrast to being a Ben Olam Haba. But in simple shot.
Somewhere it says Ben Gan Eden?
No. Simple pshat, Gan Eden is like a holding station. Gan Eden, this gets into Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, but that Gan Eden is where the souls are stored until Mashiach comes, and then we move on to Olam Haba. Tchias HaMesiv gets you to Olam Haba. And Gan Eden is before that. There is an opinion that they're synonymous, but that's a simple shot. So, but he says as follows: Hine Gan Eden hu makomo shel Adam Harishon lefnei Achet. Gan Eden was the place of Adam Harishon before the sin. How you reconcile that with that distinction, I don't know, but that's explicit in the Torah. He's in the Garden of Eden. Asher kochos hara terem hifridu bein habria lebein habore. So what was that? That was before the forces of bad made a separator, put a distance between the created and the creator. Ba'olam shalachar achet shorer hester panim. In the world after the sin of Adam Rishon, So the quote-unquote hiddenness of God dominates, rules. It's possible for a person to think that the world is disconnected from its creator, carries itself, runs on nature, as a product of sin. You can also see history as a chain of events, or a chain of incidents that natural laws caused them, forced them to be. You can write the whole story without Hashem. In our own personal lives, we're susceptible, we're likely to attribute all success to our own might, kochi v'otzim yadi, v'chol kishlon, and any stumbling, the nesivas mikrios, any stumbling that was just an incident. If I did it, it was from the prowess of my own, it was from my great expertise, and if I stumble, that's just, that's the way life goes. So it goes on, and there's almost like stabs in between man and his father in heaven, a partition of iron. If he's attributing everything to himself or to natural causes and writing Hashem out of the picture, so Hashem is further away. Emuna Megalas Abarius Baruch Betocha Hester. What Emuna does, what faith does, is it reveals, it uncovers the Creator from within the hiddenness. V'horesis is Mechitzas Habarzel Ben Abriel Ben Bora. And it destroys this iron wall between the Bria, the creation, and its Creator. Ha'ona Amen B'chol Kocho. When he answers Amen with all the strength of his Emunah, Poskin lo Shari Gan Eden. We open up from the gates of Gan Eden. That's Chazal's words. Hu Atzmo Nimsa Besoch Olam Hazem Muster Haponim. He himself is found within this world of Hester Ponim, of hiddenness. Hashem's face is not apparent. Achu Roa Nechochas Olam B'tikuno. But he sees clearly the world in its tikkun, in its proper state, where you can see Hashem. He's in the world where Hashem is hidden, but he's able to see through it. Laha to emuna hachofes chadri habriya megala, the flesh of light of emuna that scans all of the chambers of the bria, reveals ki habriya ena teva. So Amun is like shining the flashlight in the dark corners. Which is apropos to Bedikas Chametz. Take a candle and bring it into dark places. So it reveals that the Bria is not nature. Historia ain't a mikra. History is not just things that, events worked out this way, worked out that way. Ma'asenu ain't a motzim yad. Our actions, our achievements are not from our might. Ha'amunah Mavchina b'chol tofos ha-teva. Emunah like analyzes in all manifestations of teva, everything that appears as teva, what it reveals within that is Ritzono Yisbarach, Hashem's will. Emunah shows that Hashem is behind it. B'chol ma'ora histori, all historical incidents, hanhagoso, it shows Hashem's guidance. B'chol hana, any benefit we get, chasto, his kindness. B'chol maisa, in every action, ezraso, his help. Any activity that gets carried out is with Hashem's help. Hachazak b'menaso, a person who's strong in his emunah, chai ba'olam ruchni. He lives in a spiritual world, b'yoso ali admos, even when he's on earth. The whole world reverts for him, turns for him to a place of the revelation of Hashem's glory and oneness. Or divine light bursts forth to greet him in every corner of this world. The Kel Melech Neman Malavo saw a Kol Derechayev. And the Kel Melech Neman escorts him on all the paths of his life. Emunuzu Hitachas Hayitzu. That's the point of it. Sharei Gan Eden. It breaks through all the partitions and gets you back to the pre-chait, the pre-sin state that Adam Arishim was in Gan Eden. Emunuzu Hitachas Hayitzir V'sir Kol HaMitzvos. This emunah is the purpose of creation and the foundation of all mitzvos. V'chein kasev haramban b'sof parshas bo, which is very appropriate to our time of the year. That Ramban at the end of parshas bo is really talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mentioned it in Shabbos Agadol. That's the point of creation. Therefore, they said, be careful with a light mitzvah like a severe one, because they're all cherished and beloved. When a person does them all the time, he's admitting to his God, he's recognizing Hashem. And at the point of all mitzvahs, we should believe in our God and concede to Him that He created us. I guess we'll finish this up with Hashem tomorrow.